Our topic today is the creation of a mikveh through the use of snow or ice. So the Mishnah says in Perek Zion, and Mishnah Aleph says that there are things which are male and not posel, posel and not male. And the Mishnah gives us a whole list. Of things which are malin velo poslin, sheleg, snow, borod, hail, kfor, is sleet, some kind of sleet or freezing rain, glid, ice, melach. Now melach, we're not going to talk about melach, lemais, although if you look in the Achronim, there are different opinions of how to deal with the melach being mitzarev to a mikvah. Are we referring to salt that comes from water or salt that comes from a mine? So it's different Achronim have different perspectives on which salt is being referenced here in the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah reference salt that comes from the water because it's more similar to water, or is it referring to salt that comes from a mine? Yes?
There is salt in mines?
I believe so. I believe there are salt mines. Salt mines, yes. Okay. Tita, Nirok, etc. Then the Gemara goes to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah does say that, and the simple understanding is that it's talking about sheleg while it's in the state of snow, is that snow, it's not pasul, and the context here of not pasul means not pasul b'shlosh lugin, if it was in the status of three lugin as a kli, that's just the simple understanding, we'll get to others who disagree. And not only that, it's mitzarev. So the question is, how is it mitzarev? What does that mean? It's not water. How's that possible? If it's not water to be nifsal amayim shuvim, how could it be mitzarev? And vice versa. If it's cold water, why is it not nifsal amayim shuvim? Storach HaShulchan says, in Os Kuf Mem Hei, he says, since currently it is not mayim, but it will be mayim, it does not fall under the rubric of things that are required to be al yidei mayim, al yidei shamayim.
Which source is?
Kuf Mem Hei in the Orach HaShulchan, which is similar to the Hesber, which is given by the Sefer HaEshkol. We'll mention the Sefer HaEshkol much later. But the first idea is that, yes, sheleg is related to water. It's halachically comparable to water in certain respects, but the din that a mikvah is only kosher if it's bidei shamayim, like the Torah's Kohanim said, and not if it's bidei adam, that only applies to mayim. And this is not, technically speaking, mayim, even though it has, in many respects, the din of mayim. Where do we see this idea that sheleg has a quasi-din of mayim? So that's what Rashi writes in Nida Daf Yud Zayin, that sheleg has quasi-properties of things that are solid, quasi-properties that are liquid, and Rashi's diuk, his observation is that sheleg is actually more mayim than it is not mayim. So on the one hand, it's somewhat like mayim so that it can be mitzarev to the sheer mikvah. It's going to be water. It was water at some point. But it's not possible b'she'uvin, because she'uvin is a function of not being nasis al yidei shamayim. And nasis al yidei shamayim only applies to a mikvah of water.
Within this Rashi, it's really the best of both worlds. In that it's not
exactly.
Shuvin, it's also
correct.
It's Rashi himself.
We're just talking about the Lundus so far. Yes, we're going to see Shitas Rashi. We don't, but...
Fine.
Number two, the Ravid, he suggests something else. The Ravid on page Tzadi Bey is going over to Tzadi Gimel in our edition, in the Mosad Rav Kook edition of the Baalei HaNefesh. The Ravid says that the din of Shlosh Alugim, they were only goes there. Why? Because Shlosh Alugim, as we saw, one suggestion was the reason why Shlosh Alugim, they were Machmir, because that's a Shir Chashiv that we saw from the Beis HaMikdash in terms of Avoda. The other suggestion was, the Rishonim said, is because Shlosh Alugim is enough water to wash yourself off. And we're worried that if we're going to if we're not going to disqualify a mikveh that has enough water to wash yourself off, you might come to wash yourself off in the whole mikveh. So therefore, they were gozer in shlosh alugin mayim she'uvin. But nobody can wash themselves off in sheleg. You don't wash yourself off. It's not shayach to bathe in sheleg. And therefore, we're not worried. They were never gozer this chashash in the context of sheleg. Okay, so those are two reasons, just to explain the din, explain the Mishnah, how something could be malin and not poslin. Good? So far, so good? There is one, I would just put out there right off the bat, one mistayeg, one minority opinion, which we'll mention in a little bit further, but just to make this ha'ara in terms of the Pirush HaMishnah that we just saw, the end of that Mishnah, the Mishnah concludes with a machlokas, or a dusiach, you could call it, a discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yishmael was done connecti, he was donning, he was handling and learning. What exactly they were handling, in that second Tshuva d'Chasam Sof from the Mar Makomos, Reshid Gimel, Yoredei Reshid Gimel, the lumdus of what they were discussing. But the conclusion is, Heyidu Anshi Meitva Mishmo, She'amal Lehem Tzuva V'yu Shelek V'asu Mekva Betchila. So we assume that what that means is that there's no psul she'uvin on a mikva, and that's why they were told, go bring the snow, bring the ice, bring it in a barrel or a container. The Baal HaMor in the Sela Machlokes, in Os Memches, he suggests that that's not true, that maybe the Anshei Meitva brought it on trays that didn't, that there was a plank of wood, and that there was no base kibble at all. So the way that we presented the Mishnah, that it's talking about snow, and that the snow is not subject to the Gzeira of She'uvin, that whole presentation is against the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor does not agree with the way that we read this Mishnah. Okay?
The Kasha is, how exactly does the Baal HaMor read the first line of the Mishnah?
That's a very difficult problem.
Why is this Mishnah?
Oh.
But does it say Malin Ve'eno Poslin? What does Eno Poslin mean if it doesn't mean Shu'uvin? So how does the Baal HaMor read that line?
It's difficult. It's very difficult. Okay. So,
we just assume he reads it as the, even though the pashut shot of the Mishnah is that this is being brought as a raya, it's really being brought as a back and forth. Like, no, that's not. You want to do it like this, meaning only do it without Shiva, meaning it's not intrinsically a problem for whatever reason.
But the first line, but
the problem
line,
is that the.
There's a bit of machlokas in the Mishnah.
The Baal HaMor cannot read the Mishnah that way, because the Baal HaMor says there is no makor anywhere in all of Shabbos that you can do she'uvin on Shalom. That's his argument.
Because the problem is that the post of Lomalin, it's clear from the second Mishnah that's talking about the psul of she'uvin begimalugin. So it's difficult.
Right?
So, okay. So this is all just the background in terms of using sheleg for tevila. That's taught when it's using sheleg. The secondary issue that we're going to have to talk about is what happens with the water that's left behind when the snow melts or the ice melts. But that's just the original idea. So the Rishonim, there are seven different shitas in the Rishonim of how to understand what this Mishnah is trying to tell us. What are the parameters of this din about sheleg? Because the Mishnah is very limited. The only thing the Mishnah is telling you, at least at face value, is what we said so far, is that there's no psul she'uvin, forgetting the Baal HaMor for a second, there's no psul she'uvin in begimalugin in sheleg, and that it's mashlam minyan of arba'im sa'ah, and we have the story of the Anshei Meitva. That's what we've got so far, three items. So the two extreme, the most extreme shitas, are found in the Mordechai. Mordechai in the fourth parak of Shabbos, that everybody saw. The Mordechai quotes this story, which we're not going to get into the details of the Shalom Bayis question, we're definitely not encouraging anybody. How the metzias of this came about, what this couple was going through, I don't know. But the Shiloh that comes to the Rabbeinu Shemaria is a case of a woman who was tovelis. The way that she was tovelis, according to the description, is that someone coerced her into being tovelis in the snow.
Who coerced her?
So that this is Shalom Bayis sensitivity. I don't know how her husband would or could or did, whatever, but Ein Sham. The husband, the husband tossed her into the snow. Okay. The truth is, you probably have more serious issues here than figuring out whether the tefillah was kosher, but okay, that's not the focus of this, but that would be very good for discussing from a Shalom Bayis standpoint. We're discussing what happened. Says Rav Shmaryo, he says it's kosher. Vaharaya from Anshei Medva. And that is Maisa Rav. And the simple pshat of reading this Mishnah is that the Maisa of Anshei Medva is modifying, it's an extension of the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is dealing with Sheleg, actual snow. So the second part of the Mishnah, that's what the Ravid points out, the Bali Nefesh, should also be talking about actual snow. So what you have is a case of making an entire mikvah out of snow. So the first opinion, at one extreme, is Rabbeinu Shemaria, who says that a person, and then of course kelim, can all be toveled in a pile of arbaim sah of snow. That's one extreme. We'll have to talk about how you measure that arbaim sah / ama lama barum shalosh amas. We'll have to talk about that. But that's one shita. The opposite, the total opposite shita, is the Reb Elazar Mibahaim, which is quoted in one place as Reb Elazar Mimitz, but at least in our Mordechai, it's Reb Elazar Mibahaim. He says the opposite. He says you can never tovel in snow. Why? Because if you look in that Rashi in Nida Daf Yud Zayin, Rashi has this line that kol kort omed b'fnei atzmo. The context over there is whether or not a pile of snow is mitzuraf for a chibur, for a tumah and tara, that if the tumah touches one part of the snow, how does that affect the other parts of the snow? So Rashi has a line that kol kort is omed b'fnei atzmo. Each snowflake is separate. So what happens is that snow, the way that it piles up, is that it, because it's not liquid, liquid conforms to the contours of the kli, the receptacle, or whatever is holding the water. So if someone immerses in that water, so they're going to be totally immersed in, their entire body will be touching the water that's around them. But if you immerse in snow, kol kort omid b'fnei atzmo, snow is not a liquid. It has its independent body. It has its own, how do you say that? It has its own structure. Yeah, it has its own structure. So even if you were to push somebody in the snow, then you would take the snow and push it over them, and they're completely submerged under the snow, but there are going to be pockets of air. Yes, because it says, Eino nogea bivsara. That's what it says, is the issue. Yes?
It says, kol arbaim sah eino nogea bivsara. It sounds like an issue wanting all 40 sah to touch the
water.
It didn't sound like it was an issue of...
The chazan issue.
It didn't sound like there was an issue that... The chazan issue that just saw there. It sounded like an issue that the whole arbaim sah is not going to touch the body as opposed to where water... Obviously, all of the water is going to be touching you, so it's...
That's not how we understood it.
That's how we understood
it. In two ways. I think this cold pork with manual with pants, but isn't that why it's not completely tummy?
Yes, for that was Rashi's... Yes.
So this would be Tara. Wouldn't it be Matura?
Right, but it's more of a question of, can you view it all as...
This Hesper sounds very... This Hesper is a good Hesper. I like it. It makes more sense, because the other part is like, maybe at least you need all...
Exactly. We're not going to pass on this anyway, but I'm saying that's the way that we understood. One second. Michael says you saw this in the Chazon Ish?
No,
What are the other chasms that talks about the avir as being chotzetz between Sarah and the...
As the explanation for... Maybe that was the chasm so far.
I can't remember. It was one of the two.
Sorry, that's how I thought we understood this.
That's how we understood it.
I thought the cold corpus... Okay.
No, we don't. I'm just using that as a mashal to explain
what
the Yigab of Sarah problem is going to be. No, I'm not... Okay. I hear Seder. So two different ways of looking at that. So... According to this opinion of the second day in the Mordechai, there's no way you can ever tovel in snow. That's never possible.
Unless you mamash roll around in it until you mamash make sure nobody's touching water.
No, because it's not the basachas. There's no. It's not basachas. It's got to be simultaneous. It wouldn't help. So those are the two extreme shitas that won't help you. Even if you put it in a pit, that's what some achronim say. Maybe the problem is that it's spread out. It's not in one pit. Even if it's in one pit, it's not going to help, according to him, because there's no tzir of batzim, but the way we were saying is because you're not nogea in it. But those are the two extreme opinions. There are multiple opinions. There are five deos in Rishonim that fit within these two extremes. The first we mentioned earlier, which is the Balamor. The Balamor's chiddush is that yes, you can use snow, but snow is going to be nifsal b'she'uvin. And if that's the case, you're going to have a significant chumrah that the only way you're going to ever be able to utilize this kula, right? Because what is the issue here? The issue is, let's say you live in a place where rain is not an easy commodity. Baruch Hashem, no, or not Baruch Hashem. L'davunenu, we live in Chutz Laretz, and where we live, it rains all year round. So unless it's an extreme, unusual circumstance, but people live in Eretz Yisrael, if you're expecting to build a mikvah, and you decide you need to build this mikvah in your community in, I don't know, May or June, you may not see arba'im sa'ah of rainwater for a very, very long time. So the question of getting snow or ice, so if you could bring it on a truck, so the whole, this is really the issue that is at play here. So the first shita is the Balamor, who says that there is a psul of gimel lugin, of she'uvin, even in snow. And so therefore the whole kula...
You can still use snow banks, because like plows, that's not... It's like,
assuming that it's not...
Yeah, of course, no cloud is not... It's not
a base
keyboard. It depends if it has a base keyboard. It depends
on if it has a base keyboard. If you're walking through the Himalayas and she needs to toll and snow, she could jump into the nearest mountain and...
Oh, so we're going to see the Raza is working off of the Ravid, perfect good segue to the Ravid, who says that the Ravid understands that this is Shita number two. This whole din in the Mishnah, we paskin... that this is all true in the first case, that it's mashlimin, that you can use up to 50% of snow. But more than that, 50% or more, you cannot use snow. For the Ravid, shove doesn't make a difference. Now let's leave the Balmor. From now on, nobody thinks that there's a problem of shuvin on actual snow. But for the Ravid, if you have snow, it can only be 49% of your mikvah. The question becomes, the simple pshat in the Ravid, when you look through it in our girsa of the Ravid, sounds like he would say that if the snow melted, then it would be kosher even in its entirety. That's the way it sounds from our Ravid. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger here on Shulchan Aruch, he does not think that. But it could be that Rabbi Kiva Eger either had a different edition of the Balei HaNefesh or he had a different tradition, because there is another Shita which is similar but different to this Ravid. There is another Ravid.
Bum, 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 bum.
The other Ravid, not another piece in the Ravid, the other Ravid.
Yes.
Another person.
Yeah.
Who
is that? Our Ravid that we talk about most commonly, the Baal HaSagos, or the Baal HaNefesh, was Rav Avram ben David of Poskier. he was a Talmud of the Ravid, the Rav Avram Av Bezdin of Narbonne. They both lived in Provence. He was a student in Narbonne. If I'm not mistaken, I have to check this. I think the Ravid number two was the father-in-law of the Ravid number three, if I'm not mistaken. The Ravid and the Balamor were both Talmidim of Rav Avram ben Yitzchak of Narbonne. This Shita, which is quoted in Rabbi Kiveger, is actually the Shita which is associated, which we saw, of Rav Avram ben Yitzchak, Ravid of Narbonne. So it could be also known as, exactly, Ravid number two, also known as the Baal Sefer HaEshkol, which we'll get to in a bit. So just keep that in the back of your mind. That we have Shita number one was the Balamor, who said that Sheleg is Nifsal B'Sheuvin. We had Shita number two, which is the Ravid, who said that Sheleg is limited. It's got to be less than 50%. Talking about Sheleg. Shita number three is the Rush. The Rush says, well, we can accept using Sheleg as a mikvah, but there is a different limitation, which is that because Sheleg is inflated, and according to what we found, 10 inches of snow is the equivalent, generally speaking, of 1 inch of rainwater, although that depends on the temperature, because if you have very cold temperatures, then there is more space between the crystals and you can get 20 inches of snow out of 1 inch of rain. And if you have a March snow where it's very dense because the temperatures are warmer, you can get 5 inches of snow. But Be'erech, the point is that the volume of snow is much greater than the volume of water. So the Rush says you have to squish it down. And to this end, he brings the Raya from the Igule Sheleg in the Tosefta. You see that Igule Sheleg that's definitely packed in. The one Ha'ara that Menachem and I were not clear about, which is interesting, is that the Rush seems to ignore, and the Ravid also, they seem to ignore, and the Ravid mentions the same din of the Rush, that it has to be squished down, they seem to ignore the fact that ice is also different from water. It must be that they think that differential in volume is negligible, because the relationship between water and ice, it's 92%, meaning if you put a container of water in the freezer, the volume will increase from 92 units to 100 units. So apparently, which is interesting to us, that the Rush apparently didn't see that as significant, but the snow is definitely hugely significant. So that's sheet number three. We have the Balamor, we have the Ravid. Now we have the Rush. Shita number four is Shitas Rashi, and this is very unclear. Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, quotes the Mishnah, and the on that explanation where the Gemara is talking about Titaniro, he mentions Sheleg and Barad and Titaniro, they're kosher, they're mashlimin. That's it, they're mashlimin. So some suggest that, oh, you see from this Rashi that Rashi says you can only use Sheleg until 50%. The problem is, it's hard to know what Rashi thinks. He's quoting the first part of the Mishnah. He's not telling you how he paskins. That's just a simple way to read the Mishnah. And it's used in the context of Titaniruk. It has nothing to do with the issue there. Furthermore, Rashi and Shabbos and Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, in that Rashi on Rav Papa, about Davar She'eino Soreg Mikvah Melechat Chila, Rashi there, he mentions the idea of Sheleg as Dover She'osim Mimenu Mikvah, which sounds like you can make a mikvah entirely from that. So,
that?
It's Rashi, Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis,
yeah,
and Shitas Rav Papa. So the Chasam Sofer answers this stira that the Rashi there was talking about, that the water was Nimuach, but he doesn't say that. So I saw in the Acharonim there are multiple ways of answering this question of what does Rashi hold? But it's hard to know because Rashi is a mafarish. He's not taking sides as much in this. He's just trying to explain each sugya. So I don't know. It's tarachin a little bit. What is Shitas Rashi? That's number four. But if you say, like the Chasam Sofer thinks, then Shitas Rashi would be similar to the way that the Balei HaNefesh presents the Shita in the Balei HaNefesh that we have. That you can use snow up to 50% and you can use melted snow, the water that remains afterwards, until 100%. The last shita is the Baal Sefer HaEshkol, which is here in Hilchos Mikvos. It's in Os Nun Hei, where the Sefer HaEshkol has a suggestion, which is very shocking, because he doesn't explain why it should be and where it comes from.
Sorry, could you give us a list, when was the Sefer HaEshkol written? Like, when has he compared other Rishonos?
So he's written in Provence, in the... I'll tell you.
So he precedes all the other Ravids?
No, there was the first Ravid.
He's Ravid 2.
He's Ravid number 2, yes. The first Ravid, I think he lived in France, and he wrote a Sefer called the Sefer HaKabbalah, which is a history work.
Moses,
Rabbi
3.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So he's a contemporary of. Sorry, his student is Rabbi Zerachia Halevi?
His two students are the Rabbi of Poskier and Rabbi Zerachia Halevi.
He lived in the 12th century.
The Rabbi lived in the 13th century. The most common Rabbi. So he has a line. He says, a Chiddush. Lo shamanu heter lasas kulo afilu mechza misheleg vafilu im yispasher. Why? Keva de b'shas hava aso lohoya royal tefila. This is the first Rishon who suggests that not only should we limit the amount of snow that we use to build a mikvah, he even limits the ability to use water from melted snow. Big Kiddush.
That was Shov.
No, nothing to do with Shov.
The last line?
He says,
that you couldn't have gotten into the snow. When it was
since B'shas hava also lo haya roy letvila, vaday mishum Shov lo pasol, the dafka mayim, ikab psul she'uvin velo b'shar dvarim. There's no psul she'uvin, but it can't be used for a mikveh. Yes. I'm reading from the Sefer HaEshkol.
Aside from the Sefer HaEshkol and Beis Yosef, who actually says it has to be melted?
So one second. So far, this is the first time we mentioned anything about melting. Yes.
This is the first time.
So far, we haven't mentioned anything about melting. All we're talking about now is snow. Right? We spoke about Shita number 1 in the Mordechai, that you can use snow as it is, no problem. Shita number 2 in the Mordechai, that you can never use snow. Then we said the middle Shitas were... the Rabbi Nusrachi who says, well, you can use snow, but you have to be careful for she'uvin. Then we had the Rav who says, you can use snow, but it's got to be less than 50%. We had Shitas Rashi, not clear. And then we had Rush, before Shitas Rashi, who says, you can use snow, but it has to be condensed. And then we had the Rashi, not sure. And then we had the Baal HaEshkol, who says, not only does snow become a problem if it's more than 50%, now we introduce a new idea that even melted snow is going to be a problem
more than
50%.
More than 50%.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The same as snow. Yes. Yes. Okay. Good. Since does everybody have the 7 shitas clear? How are we going to pass on the Maisa? What's that? Yes.
Within the Eshkol, does that extend to the other elements in our Mishnah?
Everything.
As well,
yeah. Everything is only until.
It's all page.
The last two lines.
So, meaning Barad and everything else.
So, Lechora, the answer is yes. And probably the reason he would say this is because he will say that either he assumes that we don't paskin like the story of the Anshei Medva. Right? Because according to him, you can never make an entire mikvah out of Sheleg. Either Shelag itself or melted Shelag. You can never make it. So we don't pass like the Anshei Medva, which is okay. Could be that we don't pass.
So would that also extend to ice as well? Because that was one.
Yes.
Oh. So you can't use any melted ice.
Correct. More than 49%.
Yeah, 29.
So how do you paskin? So the Beis Yosef, it's interesting. The Beis Yosef, when he summarizes all these dinim, it sounds like he's no Talahachmir. But the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. Now, it's true, if you look in the Birkei Yosef, the Birkei Yosef quotes a Ma'arikash who suggests that you should add one word to the Shulchan Aruch. Le-che yifshar. To sif lamed. But the Birkei Yosef says, I don't know what to tell you. Yes, that's more consistent with the Beis Yosef, but he doesn't say that. So it's difficult to say that. So what is the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein sheiba poselas ela b'mayim." So number one, you do not accept the Baal HaMor. Number two, afilu asa kol mikvah misheleg. Even if it's a view, beklivah asa mikvah is kosher. Kol mikvah misheleg. It sounds like he's taking the most lenient opinion. He doesn't require that you condense the sheleg. He does not require that you use more mayim than sheleg. The entire mikvah out of sheleg.
Well, I mean,
that's what he says.
He doesn't say no to the condensing. Just as
right. He doesn't say. He should have said. So he doesn't say. He doesn't say. Comes along the Ramah and has two chumras. The Ramah's first chumra is, you follow the Rush, you got to condense. Like the Raivan and the Rush, you have to condense. You can't just take snow and use that to measure Arba Amsa. Number two, it says, Yesh Machmir in Ganzen. We should be Machmir for the whole thing. Not to be Tovel at all. Litvo b'chol eile ad shenimuchu v'nas mayim. Who is he quoting here in the parentheses? Mordechai b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha and Rabbi Lezer Mibahaim. V'tov l'ach melechatchila. Comes the Shach, and the Shach says, I got to tell you, it's not just the Chumra L'chatchila. The Shach says, he thinks, Me'ikra Din, you cannot be Tovel in a mikvah that is comprised wholly of snow in its current form. He says, it's the Ravid, for sure, holds that way. And the Machmer Dei and the Mordechai, and perhaps the Rashi as well, because we weren't clear about Rashi. So these are all questions. What about the Rambam? So here too we have some confusion, because the Rambam says you can use snow if you are merasek it. So the Beis Yosef quotes some who understand that meraskin in this case means condensing it. But the Shach makes a very compelling argument, because in Hilchos Shabbos, when we talk about merask and sheleg, we're talking about melting it into water. So he says, that's what the Rambam means. So here you now have a confusing opinion of the Rambam, which the Shach marshals to support his shita, that me'ikra din, you cannot use a mikvah which is completely out of sheleg. You look in the Gra. The Gra is interesting, because the Gra has a very one quick line. It's a very terse comment, not surprising. He says, "V'yesh the Ramah, meaning Yesh Machmirim, the Mefarish the Ari bin Imuach, the case of the Anshe Medva, Aval Ba'ito Sef the Mashma Kesvar Rishon of Chen Kazav Beis Yosef, V'yesh V'af Sheish Lachalik Ben Hashom Lekulo Ukomo B'Tin Anirok Mikomakom Lo Nihira." So the Gra is Mekel. So the bottom line is that we have the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra who are Mekel, but the Ramah is Machmir and the Shach is Machmir Ladina. And so the Darkei Tshuva in Os Kuf Memtes, he points out that there are those who are Machmir not only for the Shach, but there are those who are Machmir even for the Baal Sefer HaEshkol. And therefore, they would only allow a miut, even if the sheleg was nimuach. So, this is step number one. This is step number one.
The shach is not presumably machmer for the Baal Sefer HaEshkol.
He's not.
In that once it melts, you can have the entire mikvah be made out of.
That's what we're going to get to in a minute. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are we assuming that
yes.
Entirely.
Yes, that's exactly what he says. He doesn't qualify it.
Wait, you
now, Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. I mentioned it while you were out.
Oh, sorry.
So that's okay. So Lamaisa, we didn't see. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you have to have gigantic shoulders to be Mekel like this Shulchan Aruch. But Lamaisa, Rav Telushkin points out that in his experience, most mikvos are made out of kfor. They're made out of ice. Shelig. Rov ha-mikvot shalonu nasos mikvor. That's what Rav Telushkin points out in the Taras Mayim.
Like,
apparently it was very common to make mikvos in different places out of ice.
They brought the ice there and put it in.
Well, we'll have to talk about, or snow. I'm just...
What does the word mean?
Kfor means ice. But in this respect...
Kfor is sleet.
Kfor is sleet, but it means the same thing. Ice, sleet, hail. So, apparently this was not an uncommon thing. It's not uncommon to make a mikvah out of snow. But the Achronim... The Poskim, the Darki Tshuva, and all of these other Tshuvas that are quoted later, the Chasam Sofer and others, are not willing to, unless maybe you have some kind of unusual Shas Adchak situation where, I don't know, you have to have gigantic shoulders to rely just on the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra against the Shach and the Ramah and all these other Achronim. But you can come up with, and this is what he summarizes on page Nun Gimel, that the Taras Mayim suggests there are ways to deal with this, and that is to melt the snow into your mikvah. So, two options. Good questions. We'll talk about that a little bit. So, option number one is just warm up the room. That would be the simplest etza. The challenge with that is that it's not efficient, and sometimes it's not so cost effective because it could be very expensive. If you're talking about in Europe, to get 120 pounds or 150 pounds or 200 pounds, whatever amount of ice you have, thousands of pounds of ice, maybe it's going to take a while. So the Chasam Sofer suggests, he says, well, I have a better etza than just heating up the room with a thermostat. So Chasam Sofer writes in Yoredei Siman Reishud, he says, you know what you should do? You should bring a metal sheet and put it on top of the ice and put tons of coals on it. So now you have a burning hot metal pan that settles down and it melts all your snow and all your ice. Gevaldik. So that's the Chasam Sofer. Later in Reisha Gimel, Chasam Sofer mentions Akasha. What's that? Second Tshuva. That was in Reish. This is in Reisha Gimel. Chasam Sofer farvorns Akasha, which is raised that later Achronim are bothered by. In the Shiles of Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, the Halakha Kozhigal of Aravs, Chus Yogan Aleinu Hashem Yikom Damo. He has a tshuva to Rav Ben Sion Grossfeld, the Rav in Trieste, about the question about bringing the ice to make a mikvah. He quotes the Eitzah of the Chasam Sofer, and then he quotes that the Gom B'Buchach and the Beis Shlomo Machmirin B'Zay. And the Baal Lechem B'Simla require Hamshacha, which is what Eliezer was referring to. That would be ideal. Do Hamshacha and then your Yotzi Mordias. But he says in this case...
That's what the Rezaz says, right? In the Selah Machlokas?
Yeah.
Yes. Because he wants to be a Sak in the Shuvin. But he says the problem is in this case it's not possible because the mikvah is Gavoh Mikarka Abayis. So you can't do Hamshacha. Practically it's not going to work. So what's your Eitzah? So he says... He agrees with the Chasam Sofer, the Kozhig Lover, and he thinks that that's not a problem of Havaya al Yedei Medavar Mekabel Tum or Havaya al Yedei Adam. Because he assumes, and he quotes Avni Nezer also as Machmir, because he says, he has a suggestion, it's actually a very long tshuva, it's mostly in Hilchos Shabbos. He says, maybe you can connect this to the din in Hilchos Shabbos, where if you have a coagulated kugel that you warm up, it's machlokes, kos machlokes, levush, and Magen Avram, whether or not you say bishel achar bishel in the greasy kugel that was coagulated and is now a puddle of grease. So the Magen Avram is mekel. Why? Because he says, ain't bishel achar bishel bedavar lach, and since the maisa is happening initially when the item is, I'm sorry, Yesh b'shalach b'shal b'lach, ein b'shalach b'shal b'davar yavish. Since the mice is happening to the item when it's called a davar gush, and only afterwards does it become lach, so therefore, ein b'shalach b'shal. So he wants to shtel to that svara, although he goes to long barichas, to say the same thing. He say, when are you doing the pu'ula? The pu'ula of putting the metal plate down to heat up the snow to melt it, that's when it's still begeter snow. And there is no tfisas yad on the snow. There's no shuvan on the snow. When it becomes water, then you say it's already finished. The maisa of the person was already finished.
What's the issue with the maisa?
Havaya al yaday nasas al yaday adam.
Meaning because you're changing its form?
Because you are putting a pan down to melt it. Your act of melting it, that's what he's quoting here from the Avnei Nezer and the Gomi Buchach and others. They say that's like taking a sogos and pouring it into the mikvah. That's the chashash. And that's what he quotes, many achronim are machmir. Yes?
Rav Kook presented that differently. That's what that most seemed to do with the tefisas adam. Rav Kook quoted it as Abiyasai and Adam Rav Kabbatuma.
So that's...
whatever, non-formed metal.
So we mentioned... Right, so yeah. the tshuva that Michael is referring to in Rav Kook is in the Das Kohen Simen Kuf Aleph, where the bulk of Rav Kook's tshuva is dealing with Chokokov Lebesov Kvo on metal pipes, and at the end he deals with this issue about the ice. We're going to get to Rav Kook in a minute. We'll get to it in a little bit later when we're talking about manufacture ice. But... the Darkei Tshuva quotes in Simen in Os Kuf Mem Ches, I think it is. Let me check that's the right one. Either Kuf Mem He or Kuf Mem Ches. The Darkei Tshuva quotes other Eitzes about this. One he quotes is a samovar, where you put in this water cooker. He quotes two deos about Dampf, which is probably very Lamaisa. What is Dampf? Dampf is Yiddish for steam. And then there is another, some Achronim quote, I'll tell you where it is.
Steam.
That's in Kuf Mem He. These deus are quoted, if you look in the Darkei Tshuva in Kuf Mem He. I saw somewhere one of the Achronim quotes from Rav Shlomo Kluger, who points out that Grumma is not called Nasas Ayde Adam or Ayde Davar Mekabel Tumah. So if you set up a system, this is for a different topic, if you set up a system called of Grumma, so then that's also going to solve your problem of Ayde Adam and Ayde Mekabel Tumah. But the Yesod of this, the Yesod of the Chasam Sofer is different Yesod. Chasam Sofer's point is that all of these things are in a certain sense Begeder Grumma. Because the Maisa that I'm doing is providing heat. That's what I'm doing. The fact that heat melts the snow, that's Mimela. But the other Achronim are arguing, no. Your act of adding heat is the act of melting. And the act of melting is creating the pool of water, and that's why it's a problem of Havayasai de Adam or Havayasai de Davar Mekabel Tumah. So what do you need to do? According to this, you need to come up with some Eitzah, whether you accept the Chasam Sofer's Eitzah, or your Mekel in the steam case, or the samovar, or some kind of grumma mechanism, all these things. The point is that by doing these eitzes, you now are choshesh for the Ramah and for the Shach, so that you can use the snow as the basis of your mikvah, but you melt it down so that you're not actually toveling in the mikvah, you're not toveling in snow, you're toveling in water. So that's lemaisa, the way that Rav Telushkin presents it, that over the years, different poskim in different cities have found different patentim to be machmir, to not allow tefillah in snow itself, but to use the snow to create a mikvah.
Would Svarim poskim anything differently?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if Svarim. What if the Rav Polim said, I didn't see?
Don't use
iron.
Let it melt itself. Like the
tzemach
tzedek. Right.
Tzedek
say that you need to get the room.
Right, that's the simplest
eitzah. Yeah,
right?
Say, don't deal with
the eitzah. That's the
eitzah
we mentioned. Yeah, heating up the room. Right. That's the first eitzah that Rav Telushkin quotes that we mentioned. So you see that the Benish Chai is also machmir, not to be made on like
so
the
against the Shulchan Aruch.
That's it.
So everyone's against the Shulchan Aruch.
Although that's not...
He takes for granted that it has to melt.
He assumes that you can't...
Because the Shulchan Aruch, everyone say that you can
right.
use it.
Right.
What
is that?
No, for snow.
Snow and ice, the same story. Oh, so this brings us to the next sif. So now we got to the next sif. Mikvah shov shehiglid. Tor mishumayim sheuvim. And nimucho kosher lehikavos. So this Shulchan Aruch is predicated on a Tosefta in Taharos, Beis Gimel. In that context, it's discussing what's called an ochel, what's called a mashke, and changing of the form of substances. So the first line there is discussing mechatas shehiglid. That's why it's in Maseches Taharos. After mechatas shehiglid, it discusses mikveh shov shehiglid, tor mishumayim sheuvin, nimuchin kosher lehikavos olav. So if you look in the Tosefta on the bottom in the Bir HaGra, the Gra says, what does it mean, kosher, if it's nimuchin? He says, well, if you're mosif until it gets to memsa, or if you are a mamshechit lemikva acheres she'ein va memsa. The Bir HaGra on the bottom of the Tosefta. So it's a little hard to know what this gaon means. It's possible that what the gaon means is that this water is the equivalent of she'uvin she'im shichu.
Why would you need to do the shach again?
Meaning, if you use it, you can use it for less than 50%, right? Revi of Amshacha. Meaning, the words kosher lehikavos olav, it's a little bit interesting that the Gra doesn't just say, what does it mean kosher lehikavos olav? Means you can jump into it. He says, you can use it to be mashlim a shir mikva acheres, or you can be mosif on it until you get to a shir memsa. It sounds like the Gra does not understand this Tosefta to be machshir the water itself. So that's one way to understand this Tosefta of kosher lehikavos olav. That's one way.
Maybe.
But the second way to understand this is that no, when you freeze the water, even if the water was she'uvin initially, because it's changed forms, it's now mafkia the din she'uvin, and it goes back to its original state that it was Mishesh Smei Breshis when the Rebbe Shalom created it in this world, that it was Maim Ksherim. And that is precisely how to read this din according to the Shach. And also the Ber HaGola is in Os. Os Ayin, where he says, Mashma Shamidivi Arosh de Pirusho, Kosher Litbo Bo, Shehu Mikva Kosher. And that's what the Shach says in Ayin Dalet. Kolomar Shechazru Lios Kemo Megishanim Umutar Litbo Bahen.
But in this case, we must wait until it's remelted.
Of course. We're talking about if it melted. But the point is that according to the first way of reading this, you can't use melted ice or melted snow for your entire mikvah. And that would actually be consistent with the Shita of the Baal Sefer Eshkol. But according to the Shach and the Ber HaGola and the simple way that you understand the Shulchan Aruch, it's that if you can freeze your Mayim that was She'uvin, you can be Mafkia the Din She'uvin, and then when it melts, it becomes Kosher. The question is, a little bit in Svara, how does that work? So the Taharas HaMayim quotes two deus, right? Because it's a shtickel stira. If you paskin like the first Shulchan Aruch, that you can tovel in Sheleg, so that means that Sheleg, in its current form, is in some respects like water. And yet you're telling me that it's so much not water that it's mafkia the din Shuvin.
This is the variation of the first question we asked.
So it's a similar question, just sharper. It's sharper. So he says, no, he quotes two answers. He says, no, that's exactly the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the din of Shuvin is that the din of Shuvin is Mufka, especially if you understand that Kula Shov is only Drabanan. the whole Gzeirah, the whole institution of She'uvim is only instituted on water. This is not water. So it's Paka, and then it just goes back Hadra L'duchta. He has another answer who suggests that maybe, it's interesting Ha'ara, that maybe the whole idea of Sheleg, similar to that Gemara in Nida, that Sheleg, the Hagdar of Sheleg, is going to be telling your Kavana. That when you want to use it to be mitzdarf to your mikvah, so your kavanah is that it should be treated like water. But when you want it to be frozen, you dafka want it not to be like water, and therefore it's mafkia. He quotes, I forget who it was. Rav Telushkin quotes one of the more recent poskim, I forget who it is, to have these two tirutzim, because he quotes this kasha from Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, the Slabodka Rosh Yeshiva, who says, it's lumdis, it doesn't make sense. He quotes these two terutzim as a way of dealing with that kasha. And so Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach, and the Ber Hagola, they all understand that you can use an entire mikvah of ice that was melted. So many suggest, great, an Eitzah. I'll go to my freezer, I'll take a kli, I'll fill it with water, the water is she'uvin, and no problem. I'll put it into the mikvah. I'll make sure when I put in the mikvah, by the way, and this is also relevant even in the previous one, I'll make sure to wipe it off with a towel so that there's no mime she'uvim at all. It's perfect ice. It's going to go right into the mikvah. The Darkei Tshuva, what's that? Yeah, so that's what the Achronim are worried. You know how much Shlosha Lugin is. By the time you turn around, you're going to be, you have to worry. You have to worry. About it, you have to worry. If you're going to be taking your ice in...
So it's depending on the sleeper, how good the shot put it.
We're always... What's that?
Totally frozen.
Because by the time you get from your freezer to the thing, there's a little bit of pool of water in the bottom of your jug, so then you have Mayim Shuvim. You're going to be worried about that. However, the Darkei Tshuva in Kuf Mem Zayin, he pours cold water on this Eitzah. Thank you. He quotes from the Imre Yosher, who is Machmir. And he says that you cannot use what is quoted in the poskim as Kerach Malachuti.
Malachuti?
Mechanical ice.
Artificial ice.
You cannot use man-made ice. You can't use it from the freezer. So this becomes a huge machlokes in the Gedolei Achronim.
But if it's Chicago in the middle of January, I can put a pitcher of water outside.
This is before that.
Yeah,
doesn't have a shame.
Where's the Svarah for this?
So I did not look up the Imre Yosher, but
it could be mafkia the shame water all day.
Moshe said this also. Is it because you're putting the water in a position to get frozen, or because you're putting it in your freezer? As in, if you put this same pitcher of water in the middle of January outside, and it freezes, then that should mistama be absolutely fine then. Thank you.
So, take a look. This is in Simen Yud Zayin. This is what Rav Telushkin discusses at length. But Lamaisa, the Darkei Tshuva quotes from a Divrei Malkiel, and I didn't look up this Divrei Malkiel, but Rav Telushkin says that Divrei Malkiel is Mekel. But I did look up, he quotes an Achiezer. The Achiezer is in Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Gimel. This Tshuva, you may have seen this Tshuva before, because this tshuva is an extremely famous tshuva. This is the Achiezer, this is Rav Chaim Ozer's tshuva about gelatin. So the gelatin story is in Os Hay. This is in Os Beis. Im Efshe Lasus Mikvah Mikanstais.
That means
yes.
Moshe
uses
the same language.
Kanstais? Yeah, that's what it is.
From what?
So he says, he goes through the whole Shtickle Torah. And his conclusion is the following. He quotes the different Malkiel who is Mekel. And then he quotes the Poskim or Choshish for the Eshkol. Al Kalpanim, the following. So this is the suggestion of Rav Chaim Ozer. With this, we're going to end. By the way, that is the tshuva. At the end of that tshuva, the Das Kohen in Kuf Aleph, that's Rav Kook also equates mechanical ice and natural ice, that they're both okay. He says the following, and this is where we'll end. He says, L'chadchila, the best thing is, L'sake l'havi ayidei tavlo she'ein behen levazvazin.
He's mad for the Balamor.
A, Balamor. B, L'aniach ha'kerach al sfas ha'mikva she'yipol me'elo v'hafsaka mashu. For Hamshacha. V'achrei she'huk v'adin, however, he says, and this is the bottom line. Achrei she'huk v'adin b'shulchan aruch k'shitas ha'rambam v'arosh. Im asu hamikva kulo mikfar umibara cheviu v'asu mehem mikva kosher. Hainu kishen espashru k'moshakos v'ashach v'chein hor ledina b'shul chasim sofer b'vaday yesh lahakel.
What about the konstais?
That's the konstais.
Oh, that's the konstais.
Says yesh lahakel.
Artificial ice.
To be mekel.
B'vaday yesh
lahakel. He said if they did that. So we have a principle. Shasatcha k'diyev adami. So if a person is in a matzav of a shasat chak, so then says the Achiezer, you're allowed to use the konstais. So to summarize, he was discussing because it was a. So just to summarize everything we spoke about today. Ah, so we leave that to the poskim. We talked about a Mishnah and a Tosefta. The Mishnah told us that Sheleg is kosher lahashlim. And so the case of the Anshei Meidva, is that an expansion of the Mishnah? Is that a shita that we don't paskin like? We have the seven different shitas, assuming that the Mishnah is actually talking about Sheleg, the two extremes, and then the middle ground, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra were Mekel, to allow Tevila in snow, assuming that you have 40 sah. The Ramah was then machmir not to allow tefillah in snow at all, and the Shach was emphatic that that is not just a chumrah, that that is the din. But they simply said, "Well, what about making it into a melted pool?" So the Chasam Sofer doesn't seem to be talking about kerach malachuti, although it's certainly the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Ozer, seems to be assuming that the Chasam Sofer would say the same thing. Chasam Sofer says, no problem. Bring the snow. You can even bring it al yidei Adam, no problem. If you want, you know, be machmir, put it al yidei Amshacha, but if it's not possible, pile it up and then melt it down, either by heating up the room, which is the most ideal, or by any of these other patentim. And then, as the Achiezer said, if the chips are down, you could even use ice or snow that you got from a snowblower, from a supermarket. You go to your freezer, you make ice, you put it in, and you get it to melt. And Meikar Adin, he says, certainly in the case of Shasat Chak, Yesh Lahakel, to use the melted snow and the ice, even though it was originally Maim She'uvim, even though it was brought in Kalim She'uvim, Meikar Adin, he says, we follow the Shulchan Aruch, who says that you could use, certainly in this, in Sif Lamed Aleph, you could use Mayim that came from ice that was melted.